Unit 6, page 60, exercise 2.
Less is more. Hello again. I'm sitting here surrounded by piles of things, most of which I probably don't need. So today, I'm asking the question, how can we live with less? I've looked around on the internet and found a few useful and interesting ideas in blogs and articles. Take a look and see what you think. Possess less. I was really interested to read some blogs written by minimalists. Minimalists are people who live with very few possessions. I read about one teenager who can fit all of his things into one suitcase, except his surfboard. He looked in his closet and dresser drawers one day and realized that they were full of stuff that he didn't use or need. So he sold some of it and gave away the rest. Now his life is simpler. His room is always clean and he spends less money. The less you buy, the less you want, he says. Sounds good to me. Zero waste. Lauren Singer decided to live a zero-waste lifestyle because she was shocked that people are so wasteful. Since then, she hasn't used any disposable products. She never uses plastic cups, bags, or bottles, for example. She either reuses containers or buys products without packaging. She also found that most things are recyclable. So now she produces very little waste. Incredibly, she can fit all of her trash from the last 2 years into one small glass jar. Amazing, huh? Her blog gives advice for people who don't want to be part of a careless, throwaway society. It seems like a nice idea. I've already got my jar. Moneyless living. Mark Boyle has been living without money since 2008. Before starting his moneyless life, he bought a few useful things, like solar panels, so that he could live independently. Then, he closed his bank account and started to live differently. He now lives in a trailer in a field. He grows all of his own food and never goes to the store. He says that when you grow food, you don't waste it. He's written about his experiences, and he gives talks about the free economy. He says he's never been happier or healthier. It's good to know that we can be happy without money. Not so easy, this one, but I'm going to try growing a few vegetables.